Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Before it was over, this is how bad it got. Don't forget how bad it got. It was reported as fact, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, that Trump colluded. He colluded with Russia. And it was reported as fact over and over and over that he was a Russian agent. This is the wackery that passed as news.
Trump's odd behavior with Vladimir Putin is compelling so many people to ask, what does Putin have on Trump? Has Trump been compromised?
No rational president would act this way if he weren't being blackmailed on some level.
You can't just dismiss this, the idea that Putin has something on Trump.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but his behavior is so pervasively bizarre and against the national interest that it certainly raises the possibility that something untoward is going on.
See, these concerns are now in the bloodstream in a whole new way. I don't think there's any coming back from this. Josh Marshall of the Liberal Talking Points memo put it this way. He said the press conference in Helsinki made cautious, prominent people start to come to grips with the reality that Trump is under some kind of influence or control by a foreign adversary.
Collusion was fact. And thus,
a lot of paper here tonight, but the one thing that jumped out at me is the president of the United States, individual one, directed a crime.
So right now we have a sitting president of the United States who committed two felonies while running for president.
And so if history means anything in the Trump era, if precedent means anything in the Trump era, Donald Trump will be, must be impeached because of the crimes prosecutors say he committed.
It was all a lie. Here to react to this is our Congressman Jeff Duncan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Tara. This is what's bizarre about all this is that we know if Russia wanted to instill discord in the American political arena, they have, because they have influenced the Democrats to target a sitting president and a candidate that was running for office in all of this. It's just really mind-boggling that over $25 million was spent, 2,800 subpoenas issued, 500 search warrants were executed, 500 interviews were conducted, and they don't have a single piece of evidence that Trump colluded with anyone, nor that he'd obstruct justice. He fired James Comey, yes, because he realized that James Comey was complicit in all of this scheme to try to help Hillary Clinton win the campaign for a presidency with the dossier that was given to the FISA court for a FISA warrant to spy on an American who was aspiring to be president.
Representative Duncan, what do you think will happen next and what needs to happen next?
Well, I hope Lindsey Graham, as chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, will turn the tables on them and really start investigating Hillary Clinton and her email server. We know that the Hillary Clinton campaign, Fusion GPS, and all the players that were involved, used the fabricated Steele dossier to go after the president, to get a warrant to spy on his campaign and keep him from being elected president. But we also know that she had a private email server set up in her home. 100% of all of her communications as Secretary of State were conducted on that private email server, even communications with the sitting president, President Obama at the time. He knew she had the private server because he communicated by email with her. So I hope that that Lindsey will use his position to open that back up. She tried to play coy, and she obstructed justice, Tara. She cleaned that server with bleach bit, and she tried to be coy and say, oh, what do you mean, with a cloth? She knew exactly what she was doing. 34,000 emails were turned over to her attorney, who had no security clearance at all, who was able to look at classified information on those emails, and they determined the Hillary Clinton campaign determine which emails would be turned over to the Department of Justice and which would be deleted. That's obstruction of justice. So we know they colluded with the Steele dossier to try to keep President Trump from winning the election. But we also know that she tried to prevent the prying eyes of the American people from seeing her private communications for public communications by setting up a private email server. Those are the facts that we know.
Talking to Representative Jeff Duncan, thank you for joining us this morning. When you have, I played the audio on Friday, Bernard Carrick, the former head of the NYPD, okay, so major law enforcement agency in the country, saying basically if something doesn't happen to remediate the crimes you just laid out, Jeff Duncan, he will never trust the FBI again as long as he lives, and neither, or the DOJ, and neither will the American people. I mean, when you have the former head, the chief of the NYPD saying things like that, I mean, what is it going to take to heal this country, do you think?
Well, the FBI has a lot of rebuilding trust with the American people after what we saw happen with the FISA warrant and the dossier and their collusion with the administration officials unmasking individuals that were caught up in the wiretap that was illegally gotten. So they've got a lot of rebuilding of trust for the American people. And, you know, this restored a little bit of faith that Bob Mueller, who basically is a Democrat, and he was the choice of the Democrats, and he filled his whole team there in the Mueller special counsel team with Democrat attorneys and Democrat operatives like Lisa Page and Peter Strzok and some of those that were involved in the text messages. But then when they come to the conclusion that they did, that there was no obstruction of justice and there was no collusion with Russia, then that restores a little bit of faith in the system. But the FBI itself and the DOJ have a lot of rebuilding trust. And really, somebody needs to be prosecuted for not only the email server issues and the violation of Freedom of Information Act and handling classified information and whatnot, but somebody needs to be held accountable for the whole creation of this collusion scheme, beginning with DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign contracting with Fusion GPS to create a fake dossier that was then used to illegally get a FISA warrant to spy on an American who was just aspiring to be president of the United States, and that was Donald J. Trump. Somebody needs to be held accountable for that. Also, for the 25 plus millions of taxpayer dollars that you and I work hard for every day, and people listening to this radio show are working, going to work this morning to earn the money that's taxed. That tax is confiscated by the U.S. government and then is spent on a special counsel to go after a collusion theory that was a hoax, a witch hunt, to go after the sitting president because they didn't like that he won the election and their person lost. Somebody needs to be held accountable for the taxpayer dollars that were spent.
Talking to Representative Jeff Duncan, who do you think that should be? Lindsey Graham has talked about wanting a special prosecutor. Do we need a special prosecutor? Do you trust, you know, Bill Barr to do it? I mean, what form should this take, do you think?
Well, the DOJ has the power to go after this. We know that there's a money trail. We know that Hillary Clinton's campaign and the DNC paid Fusion GPS. We know that Fusion GPS was connected to the DOJ by the Orr family, Bruce Orr and Nellie Orr. We know that the dossier was created and it was given to certain people, the FBI and the DOJ, and they used that dossier knowing that it was fabricated. There was nothing truth in there to go to the FISA court. And a lot of the FISA court, we know who those individuals are because they signed the FISA warrant. So all these people need to be held accountable. I think the DOJ has the power to do that. They may be going after some of their own people, but some of their own people were crooked in all this and complicit in all this. And so I don't think we need another special counsel, another special prosecutor, or another congressional hearing. The DOJ and the FBI need to do their job. They need to investigate what we already know. The things I laid out are enough to begin the investigation. And then we want to see some indictments handed down for people that were in collusion to try to take down an election, to spy on an American, and probably violate his Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights.
Speaking of Representative Jeff Duncan, Representative Duncan, but everything you just laid out was a material fact during the Jeff Sessions Department of Justice. And yet not only did they do none of what you said, they refused to investigate themselves. They refused to comply, as did the FBI, with, what, 36 subpoenas from Congress, as if you guys don't even have oversight power. I mean, they literally are almost runaway agencies. So if you don't want to have a special counsel, do you trust Bill Barr to get this done? I mean, and I'm asking you because I don't know whether I should trust him. I feel kind of burned by Sessions. So, I mean, I don't know where we are. What do you think?
Well, Jeff Sessions was a disappointment as Attorney General. I will say that. I had high hopes, as many Americans did, because I loved him as a senator. I loved that he was the bulldog. But when he recused himself in the Russia investigation, it began to really be a non-efficient DOJ. I don't know Attorney General Barr. I'm glad to see his letter. I thought he laid out a pretty clear message to Congress about what was in the Mueller report. I don't know. The jury's out on whether the Barr DOJ can actually get the job done. That's where you get into, you know, Senator Lindsey Graham is chairman of Judiciary Committee. Maybe he'll have some oversight. Maybe he's got some communication with Barr. Maybe they can push them to do their job. But the DOJ and the FBI are going to have to do their job if the American people are going to trust them once again.
And I think you're right, Congressman, that I think Lindsey Graham, it may come down to him and his Judiciary Committee to force all this forward. I don't see who else is going to do it.
He's the I think the linchpin in all this. He is in a perfect position, and we should be proud that he's in that position. We should encourage him to do these things because he is in that position. It's not going to happen on the House side with Jerry Nadler. It's not going to happen with the other Democrats that are running the committee. It's unfortunate that we lost the House.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is. Representative Duncan, always appreciate you showing up here for a cup of coffee on the Tara Show. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Tara. Take care. God bless.
You too.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.